Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 19th of April, 2023, and that means it's a man down mashup Wednesday where Guardian Radio AM and On the Clock come together to analyze what's happening in the country. Now, you see that song that we opened with? That's Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. He said, pave paradise to put up a parking lot. Somebody brought that song to my attention this morning, and I said, play it. You know why? Because yesterday, I took a drive to Clifton Heritage Park. Clifton Heritage Park is the only UNESCO heritage park in the Bahamas, right? The only UNESCO heritage park site in the Bahamas. So we went out there after the show yesterday to check out the activities, and I was impressed. Lots of young kids talking to each other about, you know, what they heard and what they did, and it's a really good time. The drive down there, mind you, is a bit rough. It was rough on my heart. I think it's the first time that I actually been on Frank Watson Boulevard. It's such a beautiful road. They got a school district with, you know, those stopping lines, those lines like little ridges, like little mini speed bumps they put in the road so you could hear it when your car's going over.
Street commerce.
That's what they call them, street commerce?
Yeah, calming stations.
Yeah, they calm you down, make you slow down, right? Mm-hmm. Boy, they didn't calm me down, though. Because, I mean, I was impressed. They had about 35 of them on that strip.
It's nice and organized in that area.
I mean, those children must be super safe.
Yes.
I wonder how many of them walk to school, though. Right? Like, I wonder how many of them...
Is there a need to walk? They have cars, eh?
Right. So, I mean, every school deserves calming strips, right? Every school deserves, like, the infrastructure necessary to remind drivers that children be around here, you know, calm down, stop speeding. Children are the priority, pedestrians are the priority, but not every school has that. And I imagine that the schools that have the most pedestrians, walk-in students, should have those things, but they don't. It's very depressing to see that.
What else did you notice?
They have like cyclist lanes, it seems. They got like this big patch of road on either side with these white lines. I imagine for cyclists.
Looks like the cyclists.
Yeah.
It looks like a safe spot.
Yeah, like very safe.
Yes.
You know, but well paved. I mean, not well paved, but well signed, you know, striped, stripped in the road. I saw a lot of construction as well.
There is commerce out west.
Yeah.
I mean, mad commerce, big construction. I think everybody is employed who live out west.
Yeah, got to be. I can't find a contractor in the east. It's very difficult. They all out west working.
That's why the laborers are different when you go out east. But out west, Bahamians are employed.
I mean, all the Bahamians. They know Bahamians left. They all out west.
There is a labor shortage for sure.
Yeah. I've been to a whole new part of the Bahamas. It almost looked like they paved paradise to put up a parking lot. All them buildings can need parking lot.
And I encourage people to actually listen to that song, right? Because it describes what is happening in the Bahamas right now.
It even have a big pink hotel in it?
Yes. And a part of the song says that we don't know what we have until it's gone. They have paved paradise and they put up a parking lot.
Yeah.
I think that in 1883, the colonizers decided to redefine, to deline, to share up Africa. Carved up Africa and said, this part for you, this part for me, this part for there, and the inhabitants would be our workers. I think that is happening now.
It continues to happen.
In the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That we are being carved up. Our tourism product, who we are, what we think we are, is being carved up by colonizers for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, like the Africans who was, when it was carved up, we are now the workers for their
vision.
Vision.
Their project.
Their project.
Their plantation.
Their plantation of what they see us as. But that's what our conversation is about. What is our conversation about? What are we analyzing today?
Can you see the plantation through the palm trees?
I love palm trees, though. Palm trees means that there's beaches. There are nice things. There's persons serving me drinks at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Surely having palm trees is a good thing. That's the Bahamian product. We are creating an atmosphere where there are palm trees, cool breeze, sun, sand, and sea, and an ample supply of labor force who smiles and who are happy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best place to be in the world.
I mean, I say it all the time. When people say the Bahamas is not a real place, I say, listen, this is the best plantation on the planet.
Yeah. Oh.
The best plantation on the planet.
Good.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guest.
Yes.
This is Talib.
And I thought we have Talib coming out on Thursday.
I thought it was Thursday.
But that's okay.
But that's my bad. Don't watch nothing.
No, you're here.
And he come to talk about something.
Yes. So we'll pause and make space for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Make sure Talib mic is up and let's have that.
And remind the people who you are this morning joining us in studio.
Am I in?
Yes, you are.
We are. Good morning, my Bahamas. Oh, my goodness. This is the one and only Stilito, the Rakish Grape General, your party animal, your celebrity chef. And I am here live to talk about the Bearing Point Andros Fish Fry Festival.
The inaugural. The first ever.
First ever.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I realize Talib got to get on a boat soon, Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. That's why he probably stopped in today, because he got to get down to Andros and he got to prepare the ground.
I understand. We'll make space for him and make sure Talib do his due.
But my thing is this. I really, really appreciate it because I am late. I must give it up. Aaron, you'll always open up the door. But I come on my own behalf, even though I am in partnership with the Bearing Point Fish Fry first ever festival in Andros. And it's a big, exciting event going on right now. Now, they just sent me pictures yesterday preparing my stage for live performance. There's a boat that's going to be leaving from Port of Ski Dog. That's one of the main things. And everybody have to go to the flyer, call a number to get to Bearing Point.
Yeah.
Can I discuss that right quick?
Yeah.
Are you going to come? Do you need a ticket?
Listen, I need I need a foot. Right now, I'm working on a second foot.
Okay, so the boat is the MV Prince. That is going to be leaving Port of Ski Dock 8 a.m. Saturday morning into Fresh Creek Andros. And when you arrive in Fresh Creek Andros, they are going to have a shuttle bus to take you down to Bearing Point and return back up. The ship leaves Andros 12 a.m. into Nassau. All of that is inclusive of $90 with the shuttle
bus. That's it? $90 and all that inclusive?
For this first...
For the inaugural festival.
To be try to make it as affordable and comfortable for everybody's pocket for the first time. The festival entry is free. I'll be performing live. It's a fish fry festival. As you know, the Bahamas is surrounded by a lot of fish. So the day away cruise is going to be bringing you into lots of fresh fried, steamed, boiled, stew, minced fish.
Do you know they could mince turbot and make it take
Oh my goodness.
My dad used to do that. My stepfather used to do that.
And the location of where the festival is right on the beach in a in a small
And I heard that they've taken the efforts to restore the beach. The community members have come together to restore the beach.
Yes. If they would go on my page, people go on my Facebook page. I uploaded on my TikTok and my Facebook page what the stage looked like and the area.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of Bahamian flags because, you know, it's also in commemoration of our 50th anniversary.
Yes, yes.
So we ask everybody who come to bring your flag. You drive down from Fresh Creek, Andres. If you come from South Andres, Mangrove Key. Or if you come from Nassau on your jet ski or on your boat, on your plane flying over, bring your flag. As you know, Andres is one of the biggest islands of the Bahamas and has so many settlements. Mm-hmm. And I call myself now the Andres boy, even though I'm from Managua, because I try my best to help endorse and go ahead.
No, you go on. See, Mr. Nuri, Andres, man, he come from Managua. Yesterday, y'all talking all Acklands. Wouldn't even let me put in a word for Andres.
I don't need to talk with Acklands.
Huh?
I don't need to talk with Acklands. I can let y'all go.
Well, take this Andres today. So.
But Andres is a big thing. Let's go.
Go on, Salik.
But see, for me, the way I see it, no matter where I go in the Commonwealth, it's our responsibility and it's our island and country for all of us to be ambassadors for each island.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter if I'm from Managua, I live in Nassau.
I'm repping every island.
Right. I only patronize or just try to, you know, push Nassau. If Exuma, Elutra, Miguana, if they want me to come down and help them with a festival and partner with them and say they, whatever it may be in the case to help promote whatever island is in the Bahamas, without a doubt, because we do it for anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I beyond humble and respect that I was given the chance to help them because the festival is big. A lot of people calling me for the tickets. By the way, I got to give away the ticket on your show.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get this is a free ticket, dear.
Uh-huh.
And two people won it last night. I told them to go on my page and to comment on which was my first song that I released. My first single that I released.
Okay.
And a couple of people put in a number of songs. I say you only can choose one. So I think the lady is, I can't go now because I'm live. One is the guy whose name is Bagon, and I'm going to leave.
Oh, you mean Bagon, the tart man?
Yes, the artist and daddy, the tart man.
Daddy, did you really want a daddy?
Just for you all to know watching live, my first song released, my first single was called Pie, P-I-E. Yes, I'm a lemon meringue coconut duff mix in one.
Pie!
Girls text me, hi, woman calling me
beautiful
Pie.
Song.
If my girlfriend leave me, why should I die? How can I die and I got to come on the show with Aaron Green and my good brother here to help promote events? How can I and the nations need me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's the name of my first song. So I'm going to leave this here for Mr. Bagon. He can come. I'll inbox him on Facebook that he will come here and pick it up from the station.
Yeah.
And while he's here, he has to do a jingle for the guy. Mm-hmm.
Bagon, we got you.
And there's another lady. I can't remember what her name is. As I go back on the live, I'm going to leave it for her and I'm going to let her come here. But I have another thing where I'm going to do with these two tickets right here.
Uh-huh.
You guys got free tickets to Bearing Point Andres. I don't know if you're going to go or you're going to send somebody, but I recommend you all be there because you guys are a big inspiration to the Commonwealth. That's a free round trip ticket on the MV Prince plus shuttle ride to Bearing Point and back to Nassau. Boat leaves 8 a.m. on Saturday morning to Fresh Creek and leaves 12 a.m. Saturday night back to Nassau.
Look here, y'all better courier the second foot down. I need this foot right away. How I could go to Andres and can't dance?
I only let you need your foot to dance.
Nice.
Well, look this.
Lay down and dance. The ocean right there. Swim and dance. Sit down and dance. Nod your head and dance. Long as you rake and you scrape it. I lied, my brother.
Yeah.
No, you ain't lying at all.
Drink my rum and talk to me.
Yeah. You ain't lying at all. Well. Thank you very much, Stalik.
Reminds of the dates before.
Yes, again. Yes.
The date is this Saturday coming, April 22nd. You can get on the plane. Like I said, the MV is a day-away cruise. They're going to be having a domino tournament.
Yeah.
I'm from Managua, and I is a domino expert. I don't know who it is. Self-praise is no recommendation, but I can talk about this. I'm a domino. You come, you can get yourself in short order with me doing domino.
Yeah.
They're having a walk-a-thon that Saturday morning also from 7:30. There's a walk-a-thon.
Right. So and the students are propelling that.
The Bearing Point Primary School.
Yeah. They're leading that.
Leading that, correct. But I will also be a part of the walkathon.
Awesome,
As you know, I run Bahamas Marathon and marathons around.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, so but you look fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's how the stage weight comes in.
That's why
that's what is a part of making me the party animal.
Yeah, because you could handle that stage.
Oh, yeah, man. Drink my rum and talk to me. Reek and scream.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So the domino tournament, the marathon, and then you can't call me now. As a matter of fact, this is the actual chairperson for the event calling me live. I am live I'm live at The Guardian with Aaron. So right now, you're calling me live. So are you going to talk about the festival? Hold on 1 second, Con.
Is that Mr. McKinney?
This is Mr. McKinney.
Morning, Mr. McKinney.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Put it to your headphones. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. McKinney. Put it to your headphones.
She can hear you, Con. Can you hear me? Oh, well, the sister.
He's calling all the way from Andres.
The signal, yes, he's calling
from Andres. Right, so if you call in from Andres, if you call in from any other island.
You have another number, tax-free number.
242-300-5720. Toll free, you could call in free.
Yes. 242-300-5720.
If you from Grand Bahama, if you from Eleuthera, if you from Exuma, right, see?
Or Bering Point, Andres.
All the boats going to Bering Point and Exuma this weekend, right? National Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
If you from one of them other family islands, get on the boat to Bering Point.
Yes.
Call in today and let the mailboat captains know, look here, I need an inter-island route so I could get to Bering Point this weekend.
They also have a fishing tournament. So those are the three things going on. They're going to have a fishing tournament. First thing in the morning, you go out, you fish, you come back noon. They're going to see them fresh fish that they catch is going to be cooked for the fish fry.
That's what I was thinking.
So this is no fish from these.
Yeah.
The fresh fish that come in, they have guys that they're going to be cleaning the fish. The stalls are going to be selling you fresh fried fish at the first ever Bering Point Fish Fry Festival.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So after you done do the walkathon, you can indulge yourself in playing some domino and live baiting and meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fishing tournament people comes in and you eat the fish.
Yeah, I like it. And then once you've eaten, you take a little rest.
Yep.
Stretch up so you could go out on the dance floor for when Stalit take the stage.
Yes, and bring your flag.
Yeah.
You got to bring your flags.
Because this is a 50th independence celebration, right? I want to thank Mr. McKinney because I pester Mr. McKinney for years and years, right? About taking the talent that he's used, you know, in his career and taking that back to Andres, to Bering Point.
Yeah, can be live. This is Mr. McKinney back on the, he called back again.
Yeah.
I hope this signal wouldn't go. Yeah, you want to say something while we are on live on Guardian, Mr. McKinney?
Thanks for having me. We're just looking forward to having a very exciting event. The people, there's a buzz in Andres, all of Andres. I'm talking North Andres, Central Andres, Mangrove Key, South Andres, and also in Nassau. We have people coming in from Freeport. We have tourists coming in all the way from Freeport, and we have locals. We have tourists coming out of Nassau. People are really excited. They're looking forward to the fun, to the food. Just a very exciting culinary festival, highlighting the food of Andros, and then we have the boat cruise, so day-way cruise is leaving 8 a.m. Saturday morning from Paul's Key Dock. Those tickets are going fast. People are calling and buying blocks of tickets. They're getting anywhere from 4, 6 to 10 tickets at a time.
So they're
purchasing in groups.
So let me ask you a question. I saw you send me pictures yesterday of building the stage. That's the first time the stage is being done, Bill, and it's the first time it's going to be performed by an artist such as myself with enormous energy and rigorous performance. Do you think the stage is going to be able to handle me and Aaron and the Guardian crew?
This stage is being built with you in mind. Like I said, the contractor that's doing the stage, I was there helping them. I was actually on top of the roof.
So
Aaron is... The bottom of the stage is so reinforced.
So end result is that the stage is animal proof. That's what you're saying. Okay.
So they are building the stage to withstand 2,000 pounds of weight.
Okay, hold on.
Because I come in for the Gussie May challenge. I come in for it.
Hey, but guess what? I got to go because I just wanted to stop in. I want you to have the opportunity. Anything else you think you may, you and the
Bering Point Development Community Association
right,
want to share?
Right, want to share or may need, considering this is your first ever festival.
We're really looking for the support of the whole Bahamas, anyone that can come. We really would ask them to come and support this event. It's a community event to help develop the community, to create some more entrepreneurship. So we're looking for the support. It's been tremendous. The day-away cruise, we really want to promote that. So persons from Nassau, they can come and they can... The boat, which is the MV Captain Prince, it leaves... Porter's Key Dock at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, and then it gets into Bering Point about Fresh Creek about midday, and then we have the buses to take you to Bering Point. So you get to spend about 12 hours in Andros, and then at midnight, the buses take you back to the dock, and then you leave back for Nassau, get into Nassau about 3:34 a.m. in the morning. Tickets are selling fast. People are buying in blocks. I know a lot of people are planning on showing up at the boat Saturday morning and getting on. You could end up getting leave because the tickets are selling out really, really quickly. I'd advise people to go today, tomorrow, get their tickets. Central Andros Shipping Company right at the dock. We have just asked for Christelle or Kaylee. They have the tickets. They can give you tickets on the spot. You can also bring your vehicle for $200 if a group of persons want to get together. If you bring your vehicle, you go for free. It's just going to be fun. There's going to be DJ Twister on board the boat as it's coming over. And Andros is excited. There's just so much preparation. They're even fixing the roads, making it smoother for people to drive to the location.
Okay, so just before I go, just to let you know, I am a celebrity chef. I do all Bahamian food. I would like to have 2 kettle fish waiting for me to bring back into NASA. One for me, one for Aaron, and one for Mr. Newry. Right, sir?
There you go.
All of us are coming. They get free tickets. So all of us are coming. We don't want to hear anything because it's a fish fry event. We want kettle fish for ourselves to bring back to the city. Aaron, finish it off.
Listen.
One question for you. What kind of fish?
We want fish.
All Andros fish.
This
all fishes.
It's a fish fry festival. We don't care. We just want fish.
All fishes are delicious.
Talk to him, Aaron.
Yes, sir. Listen, Mr. McKinney, I want to thank you so much for putting in this effort. Stay tuned to the conversation. I'm going to big you up a little bit more, mainly because I was a young person that was pestering an old person. And I want to say to that person, thank you for being a guiding light, you know, for me and the rest of your community. Thank you for putting in the effort. Thank you for taking the time. Let's start building a new Bahamas. And you doing it right there in Bering Point. The newest festival on the Bahamian Festival calendar, the Bering Point Fish Fry Festival. Thank you to the Bering Point community for putting this together.
Bering Point, we on the way. I'm out.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Talit. Producer, you don't have the Saxons in the Wally, because that's the song that could break up that stage.
Go on.
Trust me. Stilly, thank you very much.
No, I really appreciate you all. I must say it again. I must give respect where it's due. Anytime I come to 96.9, The Guardian Radio, you'll always open the door. And it's a pleasure to see that when it comes to endorsing Bahamians and a festival of our own, with all Bahamian stuff, all Bahamian food, you all just open the door, no matter how early, no matter how late, no matter how short notice. It is a privilege to know that there's somebody with the doors open at all time.
Yes, sir.
Much respect for me as the lead, the body animal. Really, really, really appreciate it. Oh, man, why you won't try and make me sing and I got to save my voice for Saturday? Turn it up, man. Let Bahamians know we are Bahamians and we're proud to be one. Aaron, my brother, Mr. Newry, Guardian, I love you all. I always appreciate you all. Saxon in the Valley, I out. Big thing.
On the Bay Street with the Junkin' Who Flan, Saxon at the rhythm, licking them goatskin drum. The Valley Boys on the brass, hitting the rough up on bum. I'm a Bohemian, I'm proud to be one. Saxon on the Valley, music makers one family. 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 If you understand what I'm trying to say, when Junkin' Who come in, try and stand in their way. We don't need no police, oh, no. Take you out of the road. The Junkin' Who have a force that automatically explodes. Hey. We are Bohemians and we proud to be one. Saxon on the Valley, music makers one family. Saxon on the Valley, music makers one family. Saxon on the Valley, music makers one family. Saxon on the Valley, music makers one family.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons?
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I'm glad that Salid popped in. Yeah, I was hoping it was a Thursday so I could play some Andrus music.
Yes.
I love up some Andrus music, yes. Right? And I love up Stelit music. But it's great that he came in
it's
today.
It's important also because he's doing a bohemian flair and knowing the importance of Bohemiana and mm-hmm. knowing the importance of putting forward a bohemian alternative, a bohemian culture, mm-hmm. particularly how I believe that the Bahamas as a destination, as a cultural place, mm-hmm. as a place with, I'm trying to get the right words, I always go back to the word Bohemiana, mm-hmm. is under attack. I believe there are persons out there who's trying to recreate the Bahamas into their own image, and that is not necessarily what it is that we should be doing.
And look here, just how you said that, Mr. Nuri, right? It complicated itself. It wasn't even me. Right? Because I realize that in this equation, it's not just like sort of foreign direct investors that see the potential of this place to fulfill their own personal or, you know, collective mm-hmm. vision.
Imagination.
Imagination. But there are Bahamians mm-hmm. who desire not to be Bahamian. They mm-hmm. don't like...
Foreign is better.
Right. And so the question is, how can we do tourism if we have people who are a part of the product, who are part of the mechanism that produces the product, that don't want to be a part or don't want to see themselves as a part of Bahamian culture. They don't like Bahamianness. They don't like the blackness of the Bahamian experience. And how can we expect to produce an authentic tourist product? An authentic, because every tourist product is really, at the heart, a cultural product.
A cultural experience.
Right. That's what tourism is. You're selling people a cultural experience, an experience outside of their culture, opportunity.
You're selling tourists, us.
Right.
We are on display to be appreciated, however.
But if you don't like yourself, mm-hmm. you don't like us because you are an extension of us, you are a part of us, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't like us, then what are you selling?
They believe foreign is better, and what they are creating is a foreign tourism product, and put it in the Bahamas and say, "Y'all work inside here.
Now
you are the managers of this establish this establishment of this plantation. And this is where I come in now and ask, what is a plantation, or why would we consider this Bahamas a plantation? I think that this tourism model that we do have right now is a plantocracy, where they are putting up these palm trees and say, look how pretty it is, look how pristine it is. And like the song says, see, they put up a boutique hotel. Surely you want to have a boutique hotel here, even though it's a foreign concept, because it's better than what you are. What you are is ugly.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go through some things, right? Let's start. I want to stick a pin. Remember?
And I see you, Carl. We can come to you shortly. Just let Aaron go run through this right now.
So what prompted, I made up this phrase, can you see the plantation through the palm trees, right? I feel like I made it up. Now, when I say I made it up, right, it ain't a uniquely original, like, thought, but it comes from the phrase, you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Which means that we sometimes cannot see situations as they really are while we are in the midst of them, right? Someone who is too involved in the details of a problem to look at the situation as a whole. And this comes all the way from 1546, right? It was published by, written by John Haywood. And he said, from him who sees no wood for trees and yet is busy as the bees, for him that settle on his lees and speaketh not without his fees, right? But basically, you so caught up in the thing, you can't see the whole picture, right?
Yes.
Right. And so let me tell you where that sort of comes from, right? Because I realize, and I say this all the time, reparations, let's go there. The first element of reparations, now this isn't a part of the 10-point reparations plan by the committee, this is my own offering to the discussion. The first element of reparations must be the acknowledgement that the systems that devised, enabled, and perpetuated chattel slavery and the transatlantic slave trade still exist today, and to make a commitment to eradicating these systems. Why? Because it doesn't matter how much money you give us, how many mules, how many acres, how many islands, how much aragonite you give us, if the economic systems, the legal systems, the political systems still operate today like they did back then this money is for naught. Because you will always have the advantage, because it is the systems that give you the advantage.
So you're saying that we, the Bohemian, inherited a system that is anti-Bohemian because it's a colonizer type system where the profits and the benefits is not necessarily for us, but for other people.
Right.
Let's go to the caller, man. Producer Patch, the caller through.
Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller.
I can hear you. Caller Grand One.
Caller Grand One. Okay. Sorry about that, caller. All right, so let's get back to it, right? So the theory of plantation economy and society, right, has been developed to explain the experience and evolution of societies subjected to European-controlled sugarcane production by an enslaved African labor force and later by indentured Asian laborers. As the historian Philip Curtin observes, the plantation complex ultimately stretched from Rio Grande do Sul in southeastern Brazil to the Mason-Dixon line, that's in the U.S., and it had outliers in the Indian Ocean, right, islands. The plantation economy model posits that plantation slavery and specialization in export of primary commodities has marked the evolution of the societies in which it existed. The plantation economy theorist Lloyd Best hypothesizes the legacy of institutions, structures, and behavior patterns of the plantation system are so deeply entrenched that adjustment tends to take place as an adaption within the bonds of the established framework. It's kind of like the more things change, the more they stay the same. They may be evolving, but they are evolving within a framework, right? And it does not escape that framework. I think there are a number of plantation model systems that are in play today, right? But there is this academic, George Beckford. And there's a question I found online because I made up a lot of this, you know, Cecil? Like, can you see the plantation through the palm trees? This element, first element of reparations. These are things that sort of emanated from my mind. So let's go to some theory. And the question I found was, is George Beckford's plantation society model still relevant in describing Caribbean society? And it basically said, Aaron, you talking sense? Can you really say that the Bahamas is a plantation, is still a plantation? And Beckford coined the plantation society theory in 1972, which followed Marxist ideology. Beckford not only analyzed the plantation in terms of economic structure, but also sought to analyze its impact on social stratification, social structure, right? Mm-hmm. The conclusion of the document, and if you Google the question, or if you just Google George Beckford Plantation Society, a Prezi presentation, that's like a nice little fancy digital presentation, will pop up, right? Where you could follow the paper. But the conclusion of the paper is, while some aspects have changed, Caribbean society still resembles a plantation society. It can be said that as a result of George Beckford's theory being coined in 72, that it is still relevant to modern day society. Right, so I wanted to share that just to say that we are not just talking off our heads, right? We didn't go in the bush and just, you know, eat some peyote and smoke up some thyme leaf and granny fly in. Shout out to Eddie Minnis. But these are discussions that not only are people having throughout the region, but people are having in sound academia, right?
Yes. So this is an academic question. And before we go to the caller, hang up again, I'm just going to go to him. And before, hopefully the caller calls back, before we go back to the caller, right, we need to understand what is it that we are doing,
mm-hmm.
right? Who is this tourism product for? What is our agenda? Right? Is it that we are so desperate to have boutique hotels, to have a foreign concept, that we are prepared to deny a germane culture or germane appearance of what it is to be Bahamian?
Yeah.
That let's go. Prepared to give that up. But let's go to the call because I know they're being called and we keep on dropping the call. See? That didn't work out again.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure what's up. Let's go
let's
to
try
this
it again.
Next
let's
one.
Go yeah, to the yeah. caller. Caller, can you hear me now?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Morning, Aaron Grant.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You talking about plantation today?
Yeah. Can you see the plantation through the palm trees?
No, I see the plantation through Exuma. I want to say congratulations to Exuma Regatta.
Okay.
I also see the plant. I also see a new plantation called the Braid Davis Economy.
So do you know what a plantation is?
Of course I know a plantation.
Let's talk about that, because you're going off topic, and I was trying to understand exactly
what
you said.
No, I know what that is. This is the Louis Show, Aaron Green Show, which one?
No, man, Louis, this is Wednesday's
Wednesday.
Man Down.
Man Down, joint master, one show.
I forgot the double.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, so...
Don't be like that.
No, but I just want to know if you understood the topic.
Aaron Green.
Yeah, I just want to know if you understood the topic.
Because if you tell me the Brave Davis economy, right?
Is a plantation.
And it's a plantation.
I
am concerned.
I don't want to change the topic. I don't want to be rude and change the topic. I just thought it's an open line.
Yeah, no, it's not an open line.
Yeah, but what you talking about?
So we're talking about plantation models, right? I've thrown out, and I'm throwing out on the table, this idea that the tourism system that we manage, right, the product that we produce, is a plantation model tourism system.
Of course.
System.
I always call it a dependency industry.
Mm-hmm.
We need to now build a new industry. Either we could build it through agriculture or manufacturing and what have you, instead of just depending on the tourists.
Yeah.
That always was not good. That always was not my philosophy. Way back in time at the Pumpkin Eater, I would
you.
Always say, let's start an industry. And either you can start through agriculture or greenhouse. You see the greenhouse now, technology going on. Or we could start it to solar panel. Florida making a big economy on solar panel.
Absolutely.
We should have started that.
What industries can the Bahamas successfully compete in at a global level? What can we produce?
Solar. Agriculture industry and the solar industry.
Agriculture.
I love that idea. Imagine we could import the tools from Florida and compete against them with their own tools. I love that concept.
Yes. Yeah. Let make my one legal
and
man.
Especially
man
with
man
our prices
be...
being three times as high as theirs, we can compete and mash them up. I love
that's
it.
And also that make marijuana legal. Marijuana, medication on marijuana, what have you, could be the biggest industry in this country. Could be, we grow the best marijuana.
First of all, how you know that? Second of all, don't answer that question. Third of all, can we, the only way to make money is to be able to produce the medicine locally. Do we have the capacity to produce sufficient product to compete at a global level?
Eric, you know how much pharmacy we have in this country?
We have a lot of sick people.
Pharmacists, I call it, sorry.
Yeah, but do we have the industrial capacity, eh? Do we have the industrial capacity to set up the labs and the factories to produce the medicines, right?
Eric, we could build it.
Do we have the energy? Can we provide reliable energy? And then the third question is, right, what industrial processes or, you know, what industries, manufacturing and production industries, can we engage in that won't negatively impact the environment? How do we manage the waste that we produce from these factories?
A round table. Talk about it. I have my money. You have your money. Let's talk about it. Let's build it.
But it's not just about making money, and that's a part of the conversation we're having today.
No, I thought building an industry first.
Right, but I'm not shutting you down.
No, because this is the conversation we're having.
The question is, is it that you just have so much Bahamian pride that you can't see the limitations of the Bahamian collective? We are only just under 400,000 people. Walmart will not open up in the Bahamas. I think that's the greatest indicator.
Next thing they can say that we need to start a space program. Just build a spacecraft and just go to Mars one time.
Because the astronauts say the Bahamas is the most beautiful place in the world because they got the place in Cape Canaveral right there in Florida.
Yeah.
But the real question is, Pumpkin Eater, with all of these ideas that we've had, do we have the capacity to operate them, right? We had the Equinor spill, post-Dorian, during Dorian.
We couldn't even clean that up.
We couldn't even clean it up.
We had to ask people to help.
And the question still lies, have we cleaned it up? Have we been able to make a full assessment of the damage caused? Can we employ remediation processes ourselves without any external support? And then, even if you can do those things, Pumpkin Eater, even if for some reason you were able to produce these things, can you carve out and maintain, sustain a place in the market so that you can extract the appropriate value from your product? We haven't even gotten into the politics of it. We're just talking about whether you can do it.
Oh,
right? And so what we found in the question of the aragonite market is, right, the Bahamians say, well, if aragonite is being sold on international markets for this amount of money, why can't Bahamians sell aragonite for a higher cost? Well, it's because you have to add value to the aragonite to extract those values from it. And the question is, do we have the capacity to extract, to add the value to the aragonite locally to extract that value? And even if we were able to create factories to add value to the aragonite, could we do it without destroying the environment that creates the aragonite? And even if we were able to do all of that, would our government be able to negotiate a space in the global economy for your product so that you can extract the value that you aim for?
And I hear all of that. And as we go back to the phone lines, right, and put our shoulders to the wheel to analyze what it is that we want out of tourism,
yeah,
what it is that we are marching toward. Do we own tourism, or do other foreign forces outside of the country own our tourism,
right,
and have us just as mere labor?
Right.
That is the discussion today. Do we own tourism? And or is this a plantation? And because we love palm trees, we are comfortable of abdicating our responsibility of creating a Bahamianized tourism product.
Absolutely. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah. Good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
That was Pumpkin. That was Pumpkin, right?
Yeah, that's Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, your problem goes on to something. The thing is, Aaron, I just wanted to put this in, you know, just to bring a consciousness to this. Yeah, this, but this is aragonite thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But what happens is, you have types of aragonite, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you have the wild site, the main, the valerite, the calcite, the blue, pink, green. There's all types of aragonite.
The Wittig.
So we know we have the high-quality aragonite here and the most diverse, right?
Yeah.
So then, we can always see it's a monopoly from the oligarchical structure in the country. So why is it that they're fetching like one price on the market when the science behind aragonite is there's calcium carbonate, but the structural arrangements and is what give the different colors and diversity in it. So you, how, why would you sell? They don't sell all stones different colors the same price. So obviously something is afoot here, you know.
But this is the point. But 52, I pause. That's the point that I was making. Can you create and sustain a market to extract that value? And that's not about your technical capacity. That's about the politics, the global economic politics.
I forgot that, Aaron. That's the integral part, because when you look at what hello?
Yeah, right there. I got
you. When you look at what all aragonite is used for, then there's obviously something afoot here with just a little. When you see the disparity, it's just like the carbon credit market. When you see the wholesale price, well, then you see the price on the financial stock market. Something is afoot.
Thank
Have
you,
a good 52. Day, man.
It's a perfect example. We're moving into the carbon credits market, right? And I say before the Bahamas signs on to anything, at a global level, there has to be a shift in the way that we do things. This can't be, it has to be equal and equitable as well, right? No, it's not just equal, but equitable as well, because we're creating this sort of new trade system, right? Mm-hmm. But if we create it in the existing dynamics, right, the same legal, political, and economic systems that existed back then exist today, then there is no benefit for our smaller countries. And we've already seen this in the rollout, the discussion around the carbon credit trading space, right? Carbon credits are supposed to be, right, a measure to force corporations to moderate their behavior, to reduce their impact on the environment by reducing their carbon emissions. What it has turned into is large companies and large countries forcing, right? Well, I can say forcing, that's a strong word. Mm-hmm. But having an advantage over smaller countries and using that advantage and saying, oh, you're in problems. Hey, oh, you should sell us some of those carbon credits. Mm-hmm. So that we could continue doing what we're doing, which is actually causing you to be in this situation.
You call that exploitation.
And so, right. So unless you change the political, legal systems and rights under which carbon credits will operate, then what's the point?
What's the point?
It's just another mechanism for the developed to maintain their advantage over the developing.
And Aaron, I'll go as far to say is that we are approaching these things on the surface. There isn't enough analytical or analysis regarding what we are, who we are, what is our intentions to be. Mm-hmm. Especially when we talk about the tourism product, especially when we talk about Bay Street, especially when we talk about Paradise Island and the entire Bahamas by extension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying and I'm suggesting that we are not doing any of this for the benefit of the Bahamians, right? And if we're not doing this for the benefits of the Bahamians, then why do it? Why are we doing these investments, having these investments done in order to have those people, those corporate businesses, big businesses who are colonizers, come and exploit the Bahamas for their benefit?
And come and extract more value than they can possibly put in. And that's the point right there. It does not matter how good your intentions are. I've met some lovely people, some wonderful human beings who have good hearts. Right? And they're trying to do something good. But they cannot contribute sufficiently to extract the value from the product, because the product is produced by our bodies, by our lives, by the land that supports us and feeds us and raises us. There's no corporation could insert the value commensurate with what it is they extract from the country, from the product, from the region.
We're going to continue this conversation. On the other side of the show,
I see it's after 11 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. This has been
the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM Mind Down Mashup Wednesday with Cecil Newry and Aaron Green. This is the show where we both host.
Yes. Yeah. And we both analyze.
That's right.
And we analyze, and what is it that we are? Who we are? Who we is?
Can you see the plantation through the palm trees?
Too much palm trees, because I don't see no plantation.
You can't see it?
I'm not. I'd be on a plantation for sure. I just don't see it. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.